segments, I've got the webmaster of Cryptome.org really doing a great job reporting on just the open surveillance. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Just need to let you know what's going on there. Then the last 30 minutes, I'm going to get into the latest on Copenhagen and the EPA in line with that, saying they're going to list carbon dioxide that humans exhale, that plants live off of, that they respirate with. Then they put off oxygen. That's the cycle of life. Taxing that. And Maurice Strong is on record at the UN saying we're going to destroy industrial society, make people so poor they can't have children. Then the state is going to take everyone's children at birth and raise them in government dormitories. That's also in the White House Science Czar's book, how they're going to put chemicals in the water to sterilize you and the family. It just so happens the 150 plus on average, some is over 300, chemicals added to your water supply under the product name sodium fluoride. It's not just sodium fluoride. Just so happen to sterilize all known mammal species, massively reduce fertility, and cause bone cancer, brain cancer, and attack the thyroid. So enjoy yourselves out there while you're drinking that. And, of course, if you don't believe me, just Google eco-science calls for global government adding chemicals to water to sterilize. You'll get AP and Reuters on that. This is your loving government. This is who runs things. This is the people who openly say they're already killing you. We're just supposed to sit here and take it and go watch the football game and go, oh, I love it that you take all the baby's blood at birth for your bioweapons program. Oh, it's so nice of you. Let's play this clip of Schmidt, then I'll jam in a few calls if we have time. Here's the head of Google, who it turned out his houses you can't see with Street View. His houses you can't see with satellite photos. His information's all protected. And he admitted 3 years ago, through a patent that Google got, they're using the audio sensor, the microphone, and the video camera to listen to you in real time. But he said, don't worry, humans aren't. Computers are creating text, like NSA text, echelon text, that then do an algorithm to this. If they hear a dog barking, dog food ads pop up. Oh, you didn't know that's why that's happening? It's not just cookies of where you go. It's already in place. Just they're listening to you, openly bragging, and this is what he has to say about it on CNBC.
Well, they're treating Google like their most trusted friend. Should they be?
Well, I think judgment matters.
Eric Schmidt is Google's CEO.
If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Huh.
But if you really need that kind of privacy, the reality is that search engines, including Google, do retain this information for some time. And it's important, for example, that we are all subject in the United States to the Patriot Act. It is possible that that information could be made available to the authorities.
What a great setup for our next guest coming up. See, oh, from do no evil, don't be evil, to, oh, we don't surveil any of you, don't worry, it's no big deal. Just to, look, we got satellite scans, all your heat residents, we're totally controlling you, we're already spiking your water supply, ha, 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 there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's just, hey, you know, you don't deserve to live in privacy, you don't deserve, there's no Fourth Amendment. You are going to be surveilled. That's the way it is. And we're going to use microphones to listen to you in your house. By the way, you don't believe me? Just use Google. Google to use cameras in computers to surveil you. We wrote articles about that 3 years ago with links to press releases by Google. And then Yahoo came out and said, oh, our system's better. We're surveilling you better. And then, again, this is the in-your-face system. It's way past 1984. It's way past. And here's another tidbit. Notice the movies, every movie I see now has people being tasered, and it's funny. Torture is funny. And pain compliance is taught to all our police now. You can't torture Al Qaeda. You know, they sell us on that idea, but they are torturing these people for fake confessions. But then, oh, pain compliance, you can take a pro-lifer sitting on a sidewalk and break their arm with their bone sticking out, like I show in my film Martial Law, and the police go to federal court and they say, yeah, pain compliance. They taser people to give urine samples now. You see all the videos of a young lady that didn't answer the questions of the police? They just knock her teeth out. Bash! Beat them in the head with clubs. That's how this world operates. They're letting you know. You're here to supply the establishment, and then we're going to euthanize you as soon as you get old. Just like the cover of Newsweek said, the case for killing Granny. They love it.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to do a full breakdown on the Copenhagen World Government Summit. If our nation signs on to it, if the Senate ratifies it, 191 signatories will have to unanimously vote for any nation to be able to leave. Total global governance over all carbon dioxide, all other greenhouse gases. In the words of the UN, Maurice Strong, let's pull up the exact quote. Ask Aaron for it. I don't have it in front of me. As many quotes. To destroy all industrial society so that eugenics can be carried against the population. So that is coming up. But for the next 30 minutes, we are joined by John Young of Cryptome.org, one of the best. It was kind of WikiLeaks before WikiLeaks on issues of government spying, surveillance, illegal surveillance, you name it. And they're really a clearinghouse posting and publishing a lot of this. He pointed out to me in an email that he didn't even break this. They just hosted the documents. Yahoo threatens Cryptome over leaked surveillance document. Yahoo, the Internet Corporation, notorious for helping China implement totalitarian censorship of the web, has instructed its lawyers to go after Cryptome, a site that functions as a repository for information about freedom of speech, cryptography, spying, and surveillance. Michael T. Gershberg of the law firm, and it goes on, sent a DMC takedown order notice to John Young, Cryptome webmaster. On December 3rd, the law firm claims that Cryptome has violated Yahoo's intellectual property rights and copyright by posting Yahoo's compliance guide for law enforcement. Young has refused to remove the document from his website. The takedown order is posted on the Cryptome website. And we've got his comments here pointing out they never registered it as copyrighted, and he's being pretty sarcastic with them. But it's good to have him here with us today. Mr. Young, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us just briefly about Cryptome.org. I mean, a lot of my listeners are big supporters of it. I've been learning a lot for many years from it. But for those that don't know, a snapshot of cryptome.org, and this is only the latest persecution and visitation that you guys have had over the years. So perhaps give us a little bit of background on that, and then this latest trip into Orwellville.
Great. Good opportunity to speak with you, Alex. We set this site up 13 years ago to publish information that the government didn't want the public to see. That's its only purpose. We've since expanded into commercial stuff that businesses don't want the public to see, but most of it had to do with publishing government documents that they had rather the public not see. So we people send us documents that they have access to, or we get them through FOIA, or they show up from unknown sources. So we publish it without editorial remarks in most cases and let the readers decide what they think about it. So it's more like a library than a blog. And so we have about 45,000 documents now on the website that have been collected and put up for public reading. The most recent series we've been putting up are telecom law enforcement compliance guides, in which they are obliged to provide access to telecom records through the through official legislation established for this purpose. Most of these guides are kept private because the telecoms don't want the public to know that they're selling this information to the government. Christopher Sologian broke this story a week ago on his website. He's a student at Indiana University, and he'd been doing research on this and asking for FOIA information, and he was refused. But he did get copies of letters from Verizon and Sprint objecting to the release of what they call confidential business information, because if the public saw it, they would be very upset with us. Well, lo and behold, a day or two later, someone sent us a copy of Yahoo's lawful compliance guide, so we put it up.
And now they have thankfully verified it's authentic by saying, yes, that's ours. Just like the ClimateGate swindlers, the top UN scientists all colluding in fraud to hide the decline in global temperatures in the last 9 years, they came out and admitted, yeah, those are ours, somebody stole them. So it's always a nice verification.
That's right. And so along with the Yahoos, we've got about eight or nine others from telecom companies that have similar policies in place, which they've never disclosed before. And so that's now on our website. And the Yahoo one is the one that's gotten the only response from the owners of these documents, so they claim, and sent us a standard DMCA takedown. We've gotten these DMCA takedowns several times over the years and have tried our best to resist them.
So, there's a lot of fake ones, too. We've noticed most of the ones we've gone through have been fake. We always challenge it with a federal filing in federal court and have beaten them. But that's if they try to carry the takedown order through. Of course, that's hard to do with all of our different servers we use, the CDN systems we use. But I don't want to get into the architecture of how you resist those. John, specifically with this new case, let's start at the beginning. What do the documents, I've read over some of them, what do they show? The shopping list of, hey, warrants, we don't need no stinking warrants. It's all yours. Just pay us some taxpayer money. We'll give them to you very quickly. Let's break that down, and then now the latest threats by Yahoo and why you believe you don't have to remove it.
Well, nearly all these are the same. They have set up policy to comply with the so-called CALEA requirement, which is Communication Assistance for Law Enforcement, which a law passed back in the late 90s to force telecom companies to comply with requests from law enforcement agencies. So they set up policies to comply with this, but also set up fees for providing the service. It turns out there's nothing controversial about the compliance part. It's the fees that they want to keep quiet, which has never been publicized because they think that's confidential business information. So that's what they're fighting about, is the money they're making off this.
And well, I've had the feds show up here a couple times, and they just say, just give us people's names. And I go, no. Go get a subpoena, and they have subpoeded us twice. But and the feds are like, well, usually people don't make us have a warrant.
Well, one of the things that Chris Slogan found out was that there's an end run that can be made with internet information. Most of the type restrictions are on wiretap of telephones. That's the legacy of legislation. But for internet, they can go around by providing information through loopholes in the law. And that's what they've been doing. And that's what people didn't know about it, which Chris revealed. And that's what what these documents show. They put up a brave front of showing they're complying, but they're in fact providing information that is not covered in the legislation.
And that's their emails, that's the instant messages, and it's all itemized. You know, you want it, Yahoo's got it.
That's right. And it turns out it's a very lucrative business. That's what was surprising Chris found out, was that how much money they're making off this.
I saw a story last week where Sprint got 8 million law enforcement requests last year alone for GPS location off the cell phones, which is part of the Telecom Act of 1996. By law, October 1st, 2001, all cell phones have to be tracked in real time off the GPS triangulation from the cell towers down to 15 feet. It's really 3 feet, but the law is 15 feet. And they can dial in and listen to what you're doing even when the cell phone's off. So it's just a massive system, and as insiders told me over a decade ago, the phone companies aren't tapped by the NSA. They are the NSA. They have whole floors of their installations where everything goes through it. It's like radio stations aren't run by FEMA. FEMA equipment by law is wired in as the last piece of equipment that the transmission goes into the tower since 1996. With the emergency alert system, everything goes through that FEMA control box that's controlled by shortwave, where they can just take over all the transmissions of TV and radio with an audible signal. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, so run through some more of what's in these documents, and then your eloquent challenging of this.
Well, since our side is about publicizing information about technological spying, which we've branched into, anything that deals with use of high technology to spy on people is our main meat. So this fits right into that. And we get documents regularly, as do other sites, about this, because the high technology stuff often is not disclosed about how effective it is, whether it's through browsing or through chat rooms or through various kinds of things that are very popular now, the Facebook sites and things like that. So Google takes a lot of hits for this, but there are dozens of other sites that are doing the same thing, but all of them have to run through the telecom system. So it's the telecoms that have the real control over all this. And so these agencies go directly to the people who run the technology. And so Google, for example, couldn't do what it's doing without these vast technological infrastructure. And so that these agencies go directly to the source of the machines where this is taking place.
And, of course, the specs under federal law of the telecoms are NSA-approved and designed. Cybersecurity Act really expands that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. They think that this heavy use of digital communication is a threat to national security. We think that's bombast. It's certainly not true.
They're just getting psychological algorithms to track and manipulate the population and protect their money laundering, drug dealing, and Sybil Edmonds FBI translator whistleblower running Al-Qaeda up until the day of the attacks. She's having to listen to this. Child kidnapping rings, that's come out in mainstream news. Halliburton, DynCorp, just the most criminal organizations the planet's ever seen. Hit teams, just the worst of the worst. But I'm ranting here. You're now challenging this. You're pointing out that they don't have a copyright on this and it's public interest.
That's correct. Is that the information is in the public interest to see what the telecoms are doing, which are public-oriented organizations, and they make a big deal about protecting privacy and providing service, and they do not like to talk about selling the service covertly to government agencies, and they're all doing it. By the way, some of them do publish this information, but not all, and so that what they try to keep quiet is the money side of it. That they're doing it is no secret, but it's how much money they're making that is of interest in what they're trying to hide. And so we think that needs to be known.
Absolutely. I wanted to bring that up to you earlier. It's somewhere here in my stack. I was showing the USA Today from 5 years ago. Missouri tracks scoff laws via pizza delivery database, and then it admits nationwide all the big pizza chains, when you call to get a pizza, run your name, your credit card, your location through a criminal database, and even for small fines, you get an arrest, not a pizza. And that's just an example of how everything is being wired in to this system. We're going to come back and discuss that with our guest, the webmaster, the head guy, John Young, at cryptome.org. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dried Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We are back live. John Young, Cryptome.org, CryptoMe.org. Yahoo's lawyers say, you take that down. Now we're charging fees for everybody's personal information. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've again eloquently explained to them that this is a public service, that you did have you know, posted this information. Where do you go from here?
As people look into this, is to start asking that every telecom company set up a privacy oversight board to look into their policies and decide what is confidential and what is for business reasons, what is in the public interest, so that we don't have these gray areas of the telecom making their own decision without the public being involved. This is good democratic process to oversee some of them have set these up. Yahoo was burned a couple of years ago for revealing information about a Chinese blogger who was arrested and thrown in jail. They set up a privacy board to deal with international issues, but they don't have a privacy board dealing with U.S. issues. So we think that's what should be done, and that's what we proposed to Yahoo as a way out of their current dilemma with this document we posted. We happen to think the public should be more involved in what corporate policy is and not have other corporate people sit on these boards who themselves may be involved in the same kind of activity. We need disinterested, impartial people looking at this. So we think that's a good idea because privacy in the digital world right now is greatly at risk because every country that has a large digital infrastructure are passing laws to invade people's privacy more in the use of the Internet and telephone systems.
Well, a lot of Northern European countries like Finland and others brag that the government just listens to almost all the calls and tells the people they're doing it. And Google, 3 years ago, said, we have patents for the camera and microphone in the computers. We're going to listen to you in real time and tailor advertising for you. I mean, they're really throwing it in our face. And now Eric Schmidt on CNBC said, hey, you shouldn't be doing anything you're ashamed of, and you don't deserve any privacy, basically. Have you seen that video clip yet?
Well, I have. And, of course, just like to say, I think this is nonsense, that this is more of the bombast put out by corporations to say that we have nothing to hide, when, in fact, they do. That's the cover story. They're acting like they don't have anything to hide, but they do have it to hide. So they seem to be taking responsibility, when, in fact, they're not. And Google is doing that, and they all use the same technique. In fact, they're encouraged to take that technique to seem to be complying, but they're not.
And now they're coming in with really the end of net neutrality with this Internet 2, where they're going to not upgrade the older hubs, force you onto their new systems. Microsoft's new operating systems have a thumbprint where you'll have to biometrically get on the web and register yourself. What is Cryptome seeing in that area?
Well, as we think that it's important to watch what these folks are doing. You know, they're extremely astute with fantastic lobbyists to shape legislation in their own direction. That's why we think oversight of what they're doing needs to be involved the public and not leave it to government. They've now got government eating out of their hands through lobbying firms and by campaign contributions. We think we need impartial panels overlooking the public's use of these communication services because they're so astute now that they can pull this flimflam through the government. Because, and one of the things they do, and backtracking each other, they give government secret services for this favorable treatment. That's what we'd like to expose.
And there's no doubt from your research, as I read the site weekly, that just the amount of surveillance and control is systemic. I mean, it's just everything's being surveilled, everything's being recorded, and government has gone from saying, oh, we're not engaged in warrantless wiretaps to being caught lying to just wide open. Yeah, we're listening to everything. Get used to it.
Well, one of the techniques that they've evolved is that since we have a right to get access to government information through FOIA to some extent, they now use this thing called confidential business information to withhold information about the contractors to government who are running most of these systems. Government does not run these systems. Corporations do. And they use this term confidential business information to withhold information, and that's allowed under the law. That's what Chris Sologian smoked out, is that they were hiding this data using this hack term confidential business information. Now, that was legislated to protect government's complicity in government spying. And that's the back scratching that's going on. So they spy for commercial purposes, but then they sell governmental spying to the government and using the same technology, the same systems, and that's the back scratching that's going on. Now, people who work for these companies are the ones who tell us about this. We don't work there, but the people inside who are running these systems are very disturbed by this duplicity. And Google is the giant among these people. Microsoft is another. These great server farms that are around, being set up around the world now. Vast vacuums of everything that's passing through nearly all communication systems.
And when the San Antonio media tries to go to the new NSA base and just ask questions, the police come out and threaten to arrest them. Well, I appreciate what Cryptome.org is doing, sir, and I really want to thank you for spending time with us today. People need to support you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
All right, finishing up with John Young of Cryptome.org. You're going to beat this Yahoo situation, I'm sure. Plus, they're coming after you. We'll only make everybody go get the documents, mirror it in thousands of places. I mean, can they really do anything legally? I guess they can sue you, but then that'll just bring more attention to their profiting from Big Brother.
Yeah, and what they try to do is bluff and intimidate people. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has a very large collection of documents where they faked claims of copyright to bamboozle people who don't know the law. And if anyone cares about this, they should go to the EFF site to read about it. So we think they're bluffing here. Nonetheless, they can sue. They're a large corporation. Fine. Sue us.
Well, we appreciate your courage, Mr. Young. And how do people support Cryptome.org?
Well, they can read our site. It's a public library. And if they feel like taking a look at our archive, we offer that on the site. But mainly this is a public service. And so if you want to give support, support EFF.
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
That's correct.
That just does an amazing job. Thank you so much, Mr. Young.
And thank you, Alex.
Appreciate you.
And thanks for your show.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, let me briefly hit health care, then I'm going to get into the latest on the carbon scam and the world government meeting that is happening right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. First off, on health care, this is so ridiculous. In fact, pull up the Newsweek cover, The Case for Killing Granny. And then if you can, pull up that ABC News article where they're teaching kids to commit suicide by 11 because their carbon footprint runs out at that time. I want to have those ready whenever I get into what's really behind the carbon tax. From their own words, from their own statements, I want people to hear this. But before I hit the healthcare issue, on the issue of Schmidt at Google saying, you know, none of our stuff really should be private, and so what? You know, don't think it's private. Don't have anything to hide. What do you have to hide? Meanwhile, you can't find where the Google CEOs and other top executives live. They block that out of their system. Here is AP today. Promises, a closed meeting on openness. It's hardly the image of transparency the Obama administration wants to project. A workshop on government openness is closed to the public. And then it goes into how they're one of the most secretive administrations since Nixon. And he makes it secret who goes to the White House and everything else. It's just incredible. So there is some of the news on that front. Okay, on health care. There it is, the case for killing Granny. And literally, I take Newsweek. Every issue has an article about how great euthanasia is or how good it is that people committed suicide. You know, is it good? Well, it is loving. His wife was sick, so he went ahead and killed himself too. And Tom Daschle wrote a book, and he's wrote the original health care bill saying above 60, you don't get eye surgery. That's for young people. Teaching you the pie is only so big. And if you're going to get ahead as a young yuppie, you've got to be for getting rid of this aging population. And in the bill, it says 2.5 to 5% of your check will be taken for the new health care and $250,000 fines, 5 years in prison if you don't get the insurance. That's in the bill. And they've got tens of billions a year cuts in Medicaid, $41 billion a year cut in Medicare. And that's conservative. And I get emails saying, you're an evil Republican. Well, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. You work for the insurance companies every day. And we get phone calls on air sometimes. I mean, you've heard it. You see it. When it was in Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago, and that the healthcare industry and their top lobbyists for the insurance companies were going to pull out of support of the healthcare bill 3 weeks ago because Obama, under pressure from Democrats, wasn't going to make the cuts and wasn't going to force you to get insurance. Dennis Kucinich, who I don't agree with politically on a lot of issues, but at least he's honest, I respect him, is an admitted socialist. And he wrote an article titled, you can pull this up on his own congressional website, Healthcare Plan is a bailout for insurance companies. And it is. They wrote it. Just like Dutch Roll Shell, and it's in the emails, and BP and ExxonMobil are on record pushing the global climate tax. And then people say, oh, you work for the oil companies because you're against the tax. That's like the Federal Reserve and newspapers they controlled or owned ran articles by the banks, sponsored by them, saying we don't want the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 when it was for them. That's a simple trick. There's so many tricks they use. The insurance companies write the health care bill as a new tax to them. It's like insurance companies lobby that you should have to get more and more car insurance. But I wanted to go over that. Shell, cap and trade is a good thing. You know, I've got all these other articles where they're all behind it. And now it's come out in the hacked emails from the East Anglia University, the head UN climate facility. So this is what they're doing. Now, here is the article from Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny. Here's another one. ABC website tells kids when they should die. That's InfoWars has a link to the article where you can read it in the News of Australia. And blow up that image. They tell the kids that little animals are dying and that their carbon credits run out at age 11. So you should basically kill yourself, that you're not supposed to live past age 11. I mean, this is the level of the eugenicist. This is what is behind all of this. I've done the research. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the Rockefeller Endowment, the Carnegie Endowment. The IBM started as a eugenics front. Hitler supporting all these groups. Hitler learned everything from the British and the U.S. It's just that he only wanted to kill certain races. The globalists say, no, 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 no. We're going to kill 80% of the world population. That's what Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers. In fact, I had you guys print me Maury Strong quotes. I mean, my only problem is I have too much evidence of all of this information, too much information to even be able to keep track of this anymore. Will you ask Aaron to print me that InfoWars list of Maury Strong quotes again? Ask him to print me that immediately. I mean, there's just so much. You know what I'm going to do? I am just going to, and highlight them again, thank you. Oh, no, here it is. I found it. It's over here. Let me just read to you, and of course, don't believe us. When we post this, you know, when I read in Pulitzer Prize-winning, you know, publications and books, in one particular one, about IBM and Margaret Sanger, I didn't believe them. I send off to the university archives and got the letters where she said, we've got to exterminate these black weeds. How do we kill these blacks? How do we sterilize them? How do we kill them? You know, it's just unbelievable. More black babies are aborted every year than are born. But it's liberal and loving. See Margaret Sanger being thanked by Hitler in speeches. And she's still woman of the year. You know, one of the most important women of the century in Time magazine. Now, this is Maury Strong, founder of the UN Environment Program, 1992, at Rio de Janeiro, speaking. It isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse. Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Maury Strong, founder of the UN Environment Program. What did the co-author of this book, one of the previous science advisors to George Bush Sr., and best buddies who's co-written five books with John P. Holdren, Eco-Science, talking about sterilizing you, what did Paul Ehrlich, professor of population studies, say? A massive campaign must be launched to de-develop the United States. De-development means bringing our economic system into line with the realities of ecology and world resource situation. And they go on in these documents to say, we're going to do this by taxing carbon. And we're going to tell people that carbon dioxide is bad. What did the EPA announce today? They're going to list it as a toxic waste, in line with the Copenhagen Initiative, the Global Government Treaty, which the head of the UN and the head of the Euro, the European Union, state is the control system for neo-feudalistic world government. Professor Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University, given society's cheap, abundant energy would be the equivalent of giving an idiot child a machine gun. Dave Foreman, co-founder of Earth First, the three main goals must be to reduce human population to about 100 million worldwide, destroy the industrial infrastructure and the wilderness with its full component of species returning throughout the world. And I can go on for hours reading you these quotes. I mean, Ted Turner, a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% from present levels would be ideal. That was on CNN. He said that. And then, of course, you read the Human Genome Project caught red-handed developing cancer viruses that they then add to the vaccines, caught red-handed. I mean, these people are so devastatingly evil, and they're just frothing. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates' dad, former head of Planned Parenthood, Bill Gates, Bill Moyers talking about population reduction. These people mean devastating business. And all these fool yuppies, I talk to them, and they say, well, you know, anybody making over $200,000-$300,000 a year, especially in any elite city like Austin, New York, L.A., you know, my dad's a dentist, and he's been invited to some elite meetings with some pretty big people, dinners, and they won't go to them because they're giving them the books they wrote about world population reduction and talking about how they want to kill everyone. My dad, who was in high school, one of the top of his class, they sent him to a UT advanced project when he was a junior and senior. They called him in to these meetings. Out of the 125 they selected, he was in the top six smartest. And Professor Speer called him in and said, you need to be involved in government. We need to be involved in eugenics. Speer said, I'm Jewish. Hitler had it wrong, wanting to only get rid of certain groups. It's actually all the bad people. I mean, this isn't me reading government documents. My dad can't go to top cocktail parties with rich people. without having to hear about it. It's all you hear. You talk to these stupid yuppies, and they go, oh, there are too many people. We do need to get rid of people. It's kind of like thrills, their little power trip view of the world. It makes them feel important, you know, pressing on the nerve of power. Don't you idiots know you're being targeted as well? Eugenics isn't what you're taught in school of positive and negative, advancing the healthier, smarter specimens, culling the dumb ones, which is bad enough. It actually, the next tier of eugenics, when you deeply read, is targeting the intelligence groups. It's targeting the wild sons, the bad sons, as they call them, the people that, the middle class wild seed, they call it, that has the genetic complement to challenge the elite. I mean, these people are sick. They're putting cancer viruses, they've been caught, the UN's been caught adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women. I mean, the SV... 40 human, papillomaviruses, all of this they've been caught. The sock vaccine, knowingly it was in there. We have videos of Sock and others bragging and laughing about it. I mean, this is so evil. And you've got all these fools that think they're part of the power structure and who think this is all cute and funny, and they've been let in on the inside track, and they've been let in on the big secret, and it's so much fun. So, at this United Nations Climate Change Conference, we've gone over the 200-page treaty here. Global governance, world government. Cue up Von Rompuy again for everybody. They say that this will be a planetary government, first targeting the Western nations that already have 1.2 child replacement. The Western nations, on average, have 1.3 children. For every two people, 1.3. Japan's dying. Italy's dying. Germany's dying. The United States is dying. All the original Western populations are dying. They're dying. All the major populations are dying. And that's exactly what the globalists want. That's the first group they want wiped out. But they're also running soft kill operations on Africans, Latin Americans, Pacific Islanders, everybody. And they've been caught. I mean, just document after document after document after document that we cover in my film Endgame, where they just admit they're doing this to everyone. And then now, here's the New York Times. EPA sets carbon crackdown. They're going to tax carbon dioxide, everything, listing it as a toxic waste. ABC News. ABC News right here. EPA greenhouse gases endanger human health. And they list all these other gases like methane that cows have flatulence. New Zealand and places have already passed laws. Canada's passing laws to tax any type of animal that releases methane. Sheep, cows, chickens, goats, everything, geese. Schwarzenegger couldn't get the legislature to pass it, so he just said, I'm banning TVs above 40 inches and putting taxes on all others. Total feudalism, total serfdom is now unfolding. And all of this being done in line, Obama administration will formally declare danger of carbon emissions, including carbon dioxide, to be listed as a toxic waste. And it only takes a majority to create the treaty, and Obama's going to sign on. You watch. But then, even if they don't ratify it in the Senate, the states, through federal bureaucracy, which is under UNESCO, that Bush signed us back on to, United Nations Educational Cultural Organization, they are integrating this everywhere at the state level. Last week, the internal UN documents came out, CNN, AP, they all covered it like it was a good thing, and said, oh yes, the UN has a global program in all the public schools with grade children, teaching them to educate their parents, to rebuke their parents. New York Times described kids telling their parents, writing them fake tickets about taking hot baths. Next, they can have them spy on them for terrorism. They're already doing that. They're recruiting the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts for Homeland Security. I mean, this is just Orwell on steroids. I just can't believe it. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And the good news is, though, these emails got hacked. They got released to the media 6 weeks ago. The media wouldn't cover it. So they got then released to universities. And it's them and they're admitting, oh, my gosh, the Earth's getting cooler. We've got to hide this. We've got to hide the decline. We've got to persecute scientists. We've got to get them fired. We've got to keep them from getting their papers published. We've got to keep this out of the IPCC report. We've got to get with the government to block these FOIA requests. The government is helping us block people from getting this. Oh, we've got to work with Goddard Space Center. We've got to work with the UN to hide it. The head, three head climate facilities in England, the United States, and Germany, all working together, the three that they draw from. And then you see the UN say, yes, this has been very damaging to our program, these emails coming out. But thank God that we still have the peer-reviewed journals that prove global warming's real. When the very peer-reviewed journals are using the data from the UN Climate Index that they integrated, that they created. But the good news is, I've got an article here with the head of the UN saying this has been devastating to them. And so the good news is, this pseudoscience, this fraud, is being exposed. And we spend an hour in my new 2+ hour film, Fall of the Republic, exposing this. It's free on YouTube, free on Google. Just Google it. Email it to everybody you know. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies. Expose these scum.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We've got Lord Momsen on tomorrow from Copenhagen, Denmark. Very excited about that. He's reportedly going to give us a full hour, but he's joining us from a cell phone on the ground. That should be interesting. His report that I've read several times is devastating. ClimateGate caught green-handed. Go to InfoWars.com and link through to it, or go directly to his website and get it. Everyone needs to see this. Look. This program of enslavement, this scientific dictatorship, can only stand if we don't get the word out and resist it. If we do, it's over. It's so diabolical, so evil, so wide-reaching that's why it's hard for people to deal with it. Like, the guys just gave me some more quotes. We sent off and ordered If I Was an Animal and owned the book. Cost several hundred dollars. Written back in 1988. A foreword by Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund, with the former Nazi, of course, the Dutch prince, founder of Bilderberg Group. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Prince Philip. Here's another quote. It doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. That's Paul Watson, co-founder of Greenpeace. I mean, that's the kind of things that these people are saying and doing. And now the UN, I meant to get to that today, I'll cover it more tomorrow, on the UN website says, world religion, Al Gore's launching it. That was in the 1996 biological diversity assessment, where they just calmly talk about how ancient cultures had it right with war and human sacrifice and pestilence. We need to bring that back. What did State Department Memorandum 200 say? Henry Kissinger, CIA memorandum. As well, it was declassified under the State Department. He said, we need to tie IMF and World Bank money to the third world, to them reducing their population and their births by at least 50%. We'll also use war and famine to get the job done. And he also proposed people, if they didn't cut their food intake, wouldn't get IMF and World Bank funds, which is just made up out of nowhere. It's the case for killing granny. These control freaks see the world as theirs, and they don't like us eating up their resources. They want the Hitlerian living space for themselves. They believe that they are God. They believe that we need to get out of the way for them. But the good news is, 2 weeks into ClimateGate, the establishment tried to ignore this. They tried to laugh at it. Now governments are calling for investigations. More and more criminality is coming out. There, in Australia, the carbon tax failed last week. Members of the government are resigning. The opposition party to the carbon tax has now become second in command, front benchers in the parliament. People are now finding out it isn't just a bunch of stupid tree huggers that were wrong. They knowingly lied. They knowingly are eugenicists. They're knowingly complete and total sickos. The people are waking up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the people are beginning to find out just how deep the rabbit hole goes. The people are now ready to see Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Whatever you do, get the YouTube, get the Google of this, email it to everyone you know. Don't stop. Say, you want to understand ClimateGate and the next level of this, what the UN says it's about? It's about cutting off your resources, then taking your kids, raising them in dormitories, and sterilizing them. It's the Chinese one-child policy that the U.S. and England paid them to implement in 1981 as part of a secret treaty now declassified. Great job, crew. Retransmission jam-packed starts now. Jesse Ventura, Lord Monckton, and others live tomorrow. Be sure and join us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.